were all standing on this rink. And when you walked in here, this rink had cement underneath the floor. But as we played the first three songs, unbeknownst to all of you standing out there, the ice has slowly crept up. And right now, you're standing on a huge sheet of ice. And not only are you standing on this huge sheet of ice, but the walls on the outside are slowly starting to disappear. This sheet of ice goes off into infinity in every direction. And up above you, there's nothing but black sky drifting off into space. And down below you, through the clear ice, there's nothing but black sky drifting. And this sheet of ice is just going through infinity. And we're all standing in a little clump on the ice as it stretches off as far as the eye can see in every direction. And as we stand here, slowly from the back, the ice starts to lift and tilt. And you feel the ice tilting. And the plane is moving beneath your feet. And you see a grid coming across the ice, and the whole plane starts to tilt. And you're trying to hang on, but slowly your feet start to slip. And the plane is tilting higher and higher. The angle is getting higher. And you can't hang on. And you start to slide. And you're sliding off the edge of the ice. And you're going down. And now it's going to get. And all of a sudden, you shoot off the edge into the void. Floating through the void now, and you see the ice disappearing off in the distance, and now it's just black, stretching. You're surrendering to the void, Floyd. And as you float through the blackness, you start to see a tiny speck materializing in the distance. And you realize that this tiny speck, even though it's a tiny little speck, it's still got some gravitational pull. And since that's the only thing in space around you, you slowly start to drift toward it. And as you drift toward it, it starts to get a little bit bigger. And it turns into what looks like a tiny stone in the distance. And the closer you get to it, you realize it's got more gravitational pull than you thought. And you get closer and it starts to grow, and you realize it's actually a planet off in the distance, but there's nothing around to reference it against, so it just looked like a tiny speck. But by this point, you realize it's starting to get bigger fast. You're going towards it, you're flying down, suddenly you're breaking into the atmosphere, you're burning through the thing, you start to get hotter as the atmosphere is burning your body, you're blazing down, and suddenly the chute opens. You're floating down with a parachute, and you're floating down, and you don't know where you are, but you look down on the ground and you see a huge forest drifting out into the distance. And you see a huge green field from the edge of the forest going off in the other direction. And in the center of it all, the hugest mountain you've ever seen in your life. And you realize that you're in Game Edge. And you float down, and slowly the mountain gets bigger and bigger as you get down next to it. You look up at the mountain next to you. It's a huge mountain going up into the sky, bigger than anything you've ever seen before. And on the corner of the mountain, you look closely and you see a tiny speck. And the closer you look, you realize that that's no ordinary speck. It's Colonel Forbin. Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain. No one's ever climbed up the mountain before because it's so high. You need tanks of oxygen, and Colonel Forbin's arms are grabbing roots. They're grabbing roots! They're grabbing the root duct! And they're pulling up, and he's getting higher and higher. And you know in your heart that Colonel Forbin, the only reason that he would brave climbing the huge mountain would be to find the great and knowledgeable
Iculus.
And as he climbs up, you see the mountain start to quake and vibrate. Boulders tumbling down around Colonel Forbin's head, but he knows he's gotta make it, so he hangs on to roots. He's hanging on to roots. He's hanging on to the root dock, and the root dock pulls him up, and he stands up on a little ledge, and slowly the mountain starts to take the shape of the face of the great and knowledgeable Iculus. And Colonel Forbin looks up at Iculus and he says, "Iculus, I've climbed the mountain to find you because I need you. I need you to help me get the Helping Friendly book. Because the Helping Friendly book will bring peace and harmony to all the lizard people of Gamehenge who are now enslaved by the evil King Wilson who lives in that castle over there. And he's taken the Helping Friendly book for them and hidden it in his castle. So can you please help me? And Iculus looks down at him and he says, Colonel Foreman, I can help you. I'm gonna send for my friend, the famous Mockingbird. And the famous Mockingbird comes flying out of the sky and he lands on Iculus' shoulder and Iculus says, famous Mockingbird, fly off into the distance to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly book back, bring it to the people of Gamehenge so that they can live in peace and harmony with nature. So here he comes now, the famous Mockingbird.